Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Julian. Can I start with your 16-digit reservation code?
Yes, sir. 2411.
Uh-huh.
3101.
Uh-huh.
0055.
Mm-hmm.
1887.
1887. Okay, give me one moment.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Orbis Kato Numis.
Okay, perfect. Let's see. Let me just confirm some information here, and I'll be happy to lead you in the right direction. Let me see. What is your name?
Usha, U-S-H-A.
Usha. Last name?
Joshi, J-O-S-H-I.
Okay. And what's the best phone number to reach you at in case we get disconnected?
917.
917?
689-5006.
Okay. 5006. Okay. So 917-689-5006, right?
Yes.
Okay. What's and then my name's Julian. It's J-U-L-I-A-N Martinez, M-A-R-T-I-N-E-Z. Let me confirm the address really quick. Is it 4887 187th Street, Fresh Meadows, New York? Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And then do you guys have a website?
We don't have a website, but we have all of that blogging and Instagram and everything else. Is there.
Oh, you guys have a blog?
Yeah.
Okay.
The thing is, with the website, we are dealing with antique coins and also, ancient coins and antique maps. So merchandise changes so much, yes. So, still we did not work on this website.
Okay, you know what, that's fine. Let me actually just get your email address. What's your email address?
It's a company name, orbiscatonumis@gmail.com.
Gmail.com. Okay, so Orbis, O-R-B-I-S, C-A-R-T-O, N-U-M-I-S @gmail.com, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and then what's the structure of the business? Is it a sole proprietorship, an S-Corp, LLC?
It's a corporation, and I'm the only owner.
Perfect. Is it a S Corp or a C Corp? Do you know?
What does it mean? Sole
proprietor? Do you know if your business is in an S corporation or a C corporation? They're different structures.
I have no idea about that.
Okay, no problem. We can figure that out later.
Sorry about that. Yeah.
No, that's okay. We can figure it out later. If you want to let me know what you're calling about, I can kind of lead you in the right direction and see what we can do for you.
Of course, for the loan. So what do you want to know?
How much are you looking for?
As much as 10,000 to...
As much as we can get you, pretty much?
Okay. Between 20,000, 10 to 20, not more.
10 to 20, okay. Yeah. So 10 to 20. And what are you going to be using it for?
To buy merchandise we already promised or we already purchased the coins, and we have to pay for that. We are waiting to get the money and get the merchandise.
Okay, gotcha. So for merchandise, like inventory, right?
Inventory, yes.
Inventory. So do you guys sell antiques? Is that kind of your specialty?
Yes, ancient coins.
Ancient coins. Maps.
The maps when it started the printing, like 1600 year. I mean, that's a year when the printing started with the maps.
Are the coins from all over the world?
Yeah.
Very cool.
It is a cool stuff, but very unusual stuff.
Yeah.
And both are.
Yeah.
So we do a trade show, so this is a home address. So we do a trade show all over the country.
Oh, okay. And when do you need the funding by?
any moment.
As soon as possible,
tomorrow,
pretty much.
You can say, yeah, we were trying
okay.
our best, and somehow because of the election or something going on,
yeah,
we had a 2-3 loss. One was great show,
mm-hmm.
and in a Baltimore show in end of August, sometime in August, but after that, two shows were really worst, and then we lost some money in it. So
oh no!
We already purchased, and the new auctions are coming in.
Okay,
so we have to pay them before we can buy new auction. You know.
Okay, I get it. Do you guys have a lot of customers?
We have in each wherever we go in each state.
Yeah,
there are so many, and the client comes in for the company who organize the shows, so they have many, but our customer are limited because it's a very different line.
Yeah,
it's not for a common people. I mean,
yeah, so
it's like a museum stuff. So
oh, very nice.
It is a museum. Yeah, it is. We are selling history, you can say.
Yeah, so it's Usha, right?
Yes.
How long have you been in business, Usha?
In this business, okay, I'll tell you, it's myself and my son is running, and he is a historian. So he does the selling also and the researching also with the coins.
Wow.
And maps. So this line, I mean, I had another business with another name, but we changed this after 2008, you can see.
Okay.
Which was really very bad time. We lost so much money in that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's 2010 or 2011 I started this company. I'll check exactly.
Okay, perfect. And what were you doing with your old company? This similar coins and antiques and stuff?
No, it was not that. That's why. It was silver and gold jewelry from India.
Oh, very cool.
It was very good. We had a large inventory. But
yeah.
Everything we lost.
I know.
Lost. I don't believe it.
I know. Many, many businesses did not survive that.
Yeah. We handled from 2008 to 2012, 11, mm-hmm. something like that. Until this company is opened, that was not closed or something. I mean, it was terrible time. I don't believe it. I had, album and album of gold jewelry, antique gold jewelry. I don't have anything for me even.
Yeah. What were your sales like last year? Your annual revenue last year?
Let me tell you, annual, I don't know, but I can tell you that we make from 14,000 to, actually, in February is our best year,
uh-huh.
our best month.
Uh-huh.
So in February, we do about 40,000. But
40,000?
Generally, the February
impressive.
Is our best month.
It's
a 10-day event in Arizona.
Oh, it's a trade, like a trade show?
Yes, yes. That's what
okay.
we do. That's the best show we have. And
so you kind of just...
We have to start. Yeah, we have to start for that in event from from September we start to do.
Mm-hmm.
If we build up our inventory, it will be. Because the whole world comes to buy and sell, you know.
Yeah, that's so you guys kind of travel around the United States?
Exactly. Not me. I'm now 70-year-old.
Oh, wow.
But my son,
so your son.
Does. Yeah. So we are just two people. And monthly, I can say 14,000 to 20,000. But, you know, we are lack of this money. And that's why there is no limit. I mean, we can do really. That's what my son always says. Gold coins and... Because he is a very good historian. He is really about 200 books on coins and that.
Wow. Sounds like a really fun hobby, too.
It is. Yeah, it was his hobby, and we were regretting that we should start from the beginning of business only.
Yeah. So do you know what your sales were for 2015? Do you have, like, a rough estimate? I'm guessing around 250K, based on what you told me, somewhere around there, or...? A little less?
Little less, I think, maybe. Because some months goes really slow.
Yeah.
This is because of the election, or we don't know what's going on. But it was not that good shows. Last two shows was not good.
Okay, so we'll get...
It did really great.
Okay, okay. So last year you guys did, we'll guess, around 200K. Does that sound about right?
I think so, yes.
Okay, and this year, are you guys on track to beating that 200K? Are you growing?
We like to grow. Of course, we are growing. We are, we know what are the mistakes we did last time and what we should do. But that's always happening, you know. I mean, you have in a wrong time, wrong place. If you do a wrong event, then it's a mistake, big. So we are trying to get growing, of course. There is no limit. There's no limit, really, Julian, to for this
absolutely.
Point. They have, it's more than the museum have.
Yeah. So if you spend...
Available, everything.
Yeah, so say you spend 20 grand on coins, what kind of return are you going to get on that? Are you going to double your money, or what kind of profit margins do you get?
More than double.
Okay, great.
Depend how much he does the research. You know, it depends.
Right.
So it is more than because the expense and everything.
Right.
Because you have to travel, stay in the hotel, which we do a good hotel. We never do really good standard, So, and pay for the convention, the show people.
Right.
So it is a big expense, like you have in a Madison Avenue a store. It comes like that. The whole expense for one show.
Yeah.
3 days or 4 days.
Yeah, I understand all the hotel and everything. So where do you get your inventory from, your merchandise?
Some in the United States and some from out of country.
Okay.
London, Germany.
Wow. So you have relationships with these people from all over the world that you get your coins from. That's cool.
Yeah, yes.
Very cool. Okay, Do you have any working capital loans out right now, or have you taken out working capital before?
Oh, okay. We have one loan now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that company is not the direct landlord. I am dealing with them since, 5 years. Now, at least 5 years, What they are doing, and maximum, they gave us... 25,000 to 30,000, what they were doing half away when finished, more than half, they changed the whole, they give more, that, and give us more.
Right.
So that was going on, but their interest was very high. We realized since 6 months or more than that this is too high, their charges, because they are not directly, because other people has called me for this loan, and so we realized that these people are not, because they're the money who's taken by the company, we don't know them.
Okay.
Just they are dealing with them. So that's why I realized, because they never gave us a paid off letter also.
Okay. Do you know what the company is called?
It's Biz2Credit.
Biz2Credit?
And it is, they want to just do that, we can stay with them only, we don't take, their rule is I cannot take from anybody else. But now this, my loan with them, it's the very last one. They were saying to take more, but they say, no, we don't want more.
Yeah.
So it's just $53 or something per month from June or July. We changed it from July with them.
Okay.
So it's $53 and 7,000 or something has left with them.
Okay,
and
so around...
100% I don't want to do with. I don't want to deal with them.
Okay. So you owe them around 7K, you think?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
I'm not exactly correct, but that's my estimate. Guessing is.
No problem. Do you guys have any equipment? Like, do you have any company equipment, like a truck or anything like that, or no?
No, I don't need. We don't need.
You don't need any equipment, right?
It's flying. Yeah, mostly it's flying. We had a big car, but we just sold out that one because we were used to do a show in New York before inventory. But this inventory, the coins, he can just carry in his hand carry. He keeps with him, you know. So
yeah.
Because they are very valuable and very tiny. I mean, I have now $10,000 of one coin, one gold coin, which is the tiniest, which is tiny than our dime. I mean, it can come 3 coins in that dime size.
Oh, wow. Where's it from?
Greek, also.
Wow.
Mostly the Greek are more expensive.
Yeah.
It's a very rare coin. That's why it is $10,000. The same thing we have in silver also. It's with the octopus.
Mm-hmm.
My son makes... Huh?
No, go ahead.
No, my son makes a poster also on a Roman coins, on a Greek coins, on Greek mythology, on Greek animals, how many they have. An emperor, women of the Roman emperor, and all that kind of poster also he makes.
Wow, it sounds like a lot of fun.
It is.
Have you gone to your bank for financing before? Like, do you have, like, a line of credit with your bank or anything like that?
No, you know, as I said, that this is I was dealing with these two credit, and it was enough. And, I mean, whenever we wanted to have this for inventory, we were handling by ourselves, you know, as much as we have, and we were putting money in that, and one loan. And then there was another loan, small one. Maybe you can see it's finished in July. July 30. That was for, they gave us 5,000 to 7,000, I think. And that is finished in July end, something. So
okay.
There is only one, okay?
Was that the same company?
No, it was a different company from, I think, in this New York area.
Okay. So
but
do you
we don't, you know, actually, yeah?
No, you go ahead.
Sorry. I mean, in the coins, there is no limit to invest the money.
Right. There's so much money to
and
make.
And in the map also, you can see the big albums of the maps, which are so old. If you see the thick cardboard with the hand stitch paper and everything, linen-based paper of the maps. It's beautiful. They are really beautiful. Mm-hmm.
So there is
no limit.
Yeah, so Usha, do you guys have a line of credit through your bank or no?
I never try with the... I have no idea about with the bank.
Okay.
I never...
No problem. Do you know what your credit is like? Do you have good credit? Is it bad? Is it in the middle?
I think must be middle. I hope so. It's middle or maybe good.
Middle or good. Okay.
I have about 12 to 14 credit cards. But, you know, it goes up and down. So, I think 2 months ago, we were very down, I think so. But now it's okay. That's why I'm getting some phone calls from you guys.
Yeah.
Like your company. So I think it may be coming and getting up. Maybe. So busy in the business, you know, to run and to selection and to sell and everything.
Yeah.
So we don't care for that. I mean, if it comes, we grab it. That it's like that.
Yeah. So let me kind of tell you a little bit about the process. It's a one-page application that we need. We look at your previous year's tax return. Have you filed your 2015 taxes already?
2015. We had not.
If not, it's okay. We can work with 2014. Do you have 2014?
I think so, yeah. But that one was about 8,000, 9,000 we were lost, something like that.
That's okay. But you don't, you said you do not have 2015 yet?
I think so. We have not finished it yet.
Okay, not a problem. We can use 2014.
I think so.
Yeah, so one-page credit application, 2014 tax return, and then we need the last 6 months of your business bank statements just to verify that you have.
I can give you for the statement if you want. I can give you my username and password if you want. You can go check that one at least.
Okay, do you get the statements in the mail? Do they, like, mail them to you?
Yeah, they do get.
Okay, perfect.
Until August.
Okay, cool.
But you want to see by yourself on a line.
That's okay, because we need actual print of the documents. You can scan them, or you can download them from your from your bank and send them to us, whatever's easier for you, and I can walk you through it if you need help with that.
Okay.
So yeah, it's just those three things. The one page application, 24.
Let me write down. Yeah, please. That
okay.
You are going to send me.
I'm gonna email it to you, yeah. So the Orbis Orbis Cartonunis at Gmail, that's the best one to send it to you at, right?
Right, tax return. Then you want 3 months?
Six months business bank statements. Yeah.
So where are you located?
We're on the West Coast. I'm in San Diego.
San Diego, one of the beautiful cities.
Oh, I know. Thank you.
Weather.
Yeah, best weather, yeah. I know, I can't complain too much living here. I've never been to New York, though.
What?
I've never been to New York, though.
Yes, I've been to San Diego. I love it.
Oh, yeah? Do you have any trade shows here?
I had it that before the inventory. That time it was.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm going to send you an email right now, Usha, just to let you know the stuff that we need, and it'll have the application attached on the email, okay?
Right, one more thing. Three-month statement, tax return, and what other thing you want?
It's 6 months.
Just
6 months.
Application, I think.
Yeah, 6 months. And then the credit application.
6 months.
Yeah, 6 months banks, 2014 tax return, and the credit application.
Now, one more about this statement. You are saying they are about 8 to 10 pages of each month. Do you think I can send you by FedEx next day?
You can do that you can do that if it's easier for you, or you can just send me the pages. You don't have to send me the pages with all the checks. Do you know what I mean?
The check, even, you know, some company said that even there is a blank, they sent one blank pages because it says 8 of 10 and that is a blank page, but they say you must send it that also.
If it's easier, like instead of trying to scan the paper copies, you can log into your bank account online and it should let you download PDFs of your bank statements. Have you done that before?
Mm-hmm. No, maybe my son knows, or maybe my bank can help me, I think.
Okay, who do you bank with?
Capital One.
Capital One.
It's not in the West Coast.
Yeah, you should be able to just log into your account and view your bank statements, and you can download them as PDF files, it's called, and then you can attach it to the email, if that's easier for you, or you can scan them, or you can FedEx them. Whatever is easiest for you, or you can fax. Yeah, whatever is easiest for you.
Okay, you have to send me your fax number.
Yes.
So if you have your cell phone number or something.
Yeah, let me give you.
And
let me
whatever
give you,
this PDF file, what? How can I?
Yeah, you know what? In the email that I'm going to send you in a minute, it's going to have all that stuff in there. It'll have my direct number, and it'll have my fax number. So that way, when you call. You're going to call me directly, okay?
Now, let me know about when we go through all this trouble, your time and my time.
Yes.
Now, if about the credit line you were asking me, now, if it is not that good, I mean, if it is a middle or just little bit up than the bad one, is there is a chances or how strict and how is a, I mean, how much is a chances? What do you think?
Yeah, well, based on what you told me, I'm pretty certain that we can get you the 20K. We'd have to look at the application, and I'll run it by my underwriters just to make sure. But it does sound like this is something that we can do. I was just asking you about a line of credit just to see if you have one already. Some of the programs that we can get you approved for come with a line of credit. Some of them don't. But my job is to get you the best approval possible. So I'm going to get you approved for the highest amount and the longest term possible. And like, say if we get you approved for 30K and you only need 20K still, you can just take 20K. Could you use more than 20K or no?
I think so.
If you
Yeah,
can.
we used 25 to 30. It is up to 30, but I don't want definitely not for 30. And really, I want longer and not everywhere. It's because you know, sometimes too, he does at least three shows or sometimes even four shows in a month, but sometimes they are only two shows, and then it is really troubling to pay every day.
I
So
see.
I don't want daily. That's
Not
the reason
daily.
I was
Okay.
for this thing, you know.
Okay, no
I
problem.
don't.
No.
I had it so many offer, but I did say no. It's too much tension, you know.
I know it's too much to keep track of the daily, huh?
Yeah,
Okay,
because there are
cool.
so many bills, and in that, on the top
I
of that,
know.
this bill, and sometimes, see, the business is sometimes so many reasons are there. The weather or something is going on, the plane ride, anything
Right.
can happen, and you get the bad days. Two, if out of 3 days you have a one or bad days, then it's gone. I mean, it happened that.
I know. Okay, no problem. Well, I'm gonna try to get you like a weekly or monthly then instead.
Right.
Have you
Okay.
had any negative balances in your bank account lately?
No,
No.
never. We never bounce check.
Oh, good.
Never.
Oh, awesome.
It has never happened. No. With the
Okay,
bank,
great.
we are okay. I mean, I can go to the bank as you were saying for the loan, but just busy, you know. I wanted the money and everything, but we survive somehow. We do whatever the important expenses and let
Yeah,
it
I
go to
know.
other
So,
expenses.
yeah, sometimes going through your bank is more of a hassle, more trouble than it's worth, 'cause, and it takes a lot
That's
longer,
what we
too.
thought, that they will ask so many. I mean, it will maybe.
It also takes a lot longer. Like, it takes a month or two sometimes.
Oh, okay. No idea. I never try. I never try.
Okay, got it. Usha, I'm gonna send you the email right now with the application info.
Okay.
Again, it's a one-page app, 6 months bank statements, and 2014 tax return will be fine. Do you
Okay.
have any other questions for me before we get off the phone?
Yeah, as we are talking about the 2000 tax return, I
Yeah.
said that we were in the loss of
That's
six to
fine.
12 something. It's okay?
Yeah, that's fine. It's not the only thing that we look at. We mostly need it just to. The main reason is to verify
How
that
much?
you are a legit business and make sure that you're a
Right,
legal
okay.
business and all that stuff, just for like legal purposes and stuff. But
I
it's
see.
not a
So
big deal.
only the.
We because th when we look at
Right.
the bank statements, we can kind of see, okay, you have money coming in, so we don't care if you had a loss in 2014.
Right.
If you have a lot of cash flow right now, that's totally fine. So.
Right. And you need, when you don't have a money, that's why you need a money. That's all.
Exactly.
Yeah,
Exactly. But
you don't have
it's
trouble. It's done so
well
many
it's
bankruptcies.
well it's good that you're planning ahead, because some businesses wait until they're desperate to apply to start looking. So it's good that
Yeah.
you plan ahead, so that way you don't have to deal with like negative balances or anything like
Yeah.
that. And then keep
Right.
in mind, this
Hopefully
is
we.
yeah.
Yeah.
Go
No,
ahead.
go on. No,
Okay.
you go on.
Okay. I was just gonna say, keep in mind that this loan isn't gonna go on your personal credit. It's gonna go on your business credit, so it's not gonna affect your credit score in that way.
Right, okay.
So it's gonna go on
But in
your
both way
business
I'm
credit.
okay. Both
Okay.
way I'm okay because the business is only on my name.
Okay, cool.
So it's both is, I think it is okay, moderate.
Okay, cool. Well, do you have
Okay.
any other questions for me, Usha, before we get off the phone?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I'm just worrying about how to send you
a 6-month
statement. You are you sure you don't want to see by yourself on a... Oh, you said that you want exact pages. I mean,
okay. Yeah, I'm not supposed to log into your account. I can get in trouble for that. That's all.
That's good. That's good. Okay.
Yeah, and you don't want to give people your password and stuff like that anyway. Just, yeah.
I know.
Yeah. So I'm gonna send you the email and I'm gonna give you a call this afternoon just to check in with you. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, Usha.
Application I will send you right away.
And then like you mentioned, you can always check with your son if he's available, if he can help you or whatever, or I can help you either way.
Yeah, he's in Denver and his show is starting at 12 o'clock today and he will check the email.
Okay.
But I have to sign it. I have my neighbor who can help me if he's here. So I will tell him.
Okay, cool. Well, I'm going to send you the email and then I'm going to give you a call later this afternoon just to check in with you, okay? Is that okay?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, my pleasure. Thank you. We'll talk soon.
Yes, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.